The final match at Wimbledon yesterday was one for the history books. Roger Federer of Switzerland won his 15th Grand Slam title, eclipsing the mark set previously by Pete Sampras. And it was a remarkable match between Federer and American Andy Roddick. They battled for more than 4 hours, and it was finally decided in an extraordinary fifth set, as heard in this tape provided by NBC Sports.
And Federer stands alone.
To hear more, we called the tennis correspondent for the New York Times and the International Herald Tribune, Christopher Clary. He was there at Wimbledon yesterday. Good morning. Lucky
you. Good morning.
There were a number of special moments in this fifth set. Tell us about it.
Well, this, first of all, was unprecedented. There's never been a fifth set this long in the entire history of Grand Slam tennis, which is quite a statement because it goes back to Wimbledon in 1877. But of the many critical moments in the fifth set, the biggest from Federer's perspective was probably at 8-all when he was serving, and he was down 2 break points at 15-40, and he managed to save those. And Roddick had no way of knowing it at the time, but there would be no more break points for him in the match. And it was just a question of Roger playing just a little bit better, serving a little bit more consistently, and maybe being just a bit more confident down the stretch. And it finally ended with a forehand error by Roddick.
Both these players are exceptionally good servers. Tell us how that shaped this match and what tipped it in favor of Roger Federer.
Roger Federer probably served better in this match than he's ever served in a big match. It was grass, which is a server's surface, but Roger served 50 aces, which is by far the most he's ever served in a match during his life. Roddick was also phenomenal, held his serve 37 times in a row, which I think it's safe to say has never been done before, and he lost it on the 38th, was the more successful server overall, but down the end, when the nerves were at their most intense, he cracked, and Roger didn't, and that makes the difference.
And then this new record that Roger Federer has set with 15 Grand Slam titles, he did it right in front of Pete Sampras.
It's true. Pete and Roger have developed a real friendship, a genuine friendship. They played exhibitions together in the last year or so. And I think Roger really wanted to reach out to Pete in a lot of ways and get to know him. And I think as bittersweet as it truly was for Pete, I think he had made a promise to Roger that he would be there when the record was hanging in the balance. And he kept his promise.
Let's turn for a moment to Andy Roddick, who really did come prepared. He hired a new coach last year. He lost some weight, sharpened his focus. By the end of the match, the crowd was sort of chanting for him. Here he is after the match from tape provided by NBC Sports.
It was a pleasure playing here today in front of great champions like Pete, Manolo, Rod, and Bjorn there. I still hope one day that my name will be up there with theirs as winner of this tournament, and I'll be back.
He was speaking in front of past Wimbledon winners, as you could hear, and as we mentioned, Pete Sampras. Although, for the moment, the tennis belongs to Roger Federer.
The crowd at Wimbledon generally is very pro-Federer. They like his game. They like his style. But by the end of the match, I think they would have been equally happy to see Andy Roddick win the match, and he equally deserved it, frankly. But Roger is clearly the best player. It's amazing how fast it's switched back again, Renee, because a year ago, Rafael Nadal beat Roger in a great Wimbledon final. He reduced him to tears in Australia in January when he beat him and dominated him again other times throughout the last year. And here we are, less than 6 months, 7 months since he lost in Australia, and he's back on top. So it does change fast in tennis, and we really are in a golden age right now in the men's sport.
Christopher Clary is the tennis correspondent for the New York Times and the International Herald Tribune. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Renee.